Sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if we have time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will Canale.
That's right. It is the Sports Dump, and it's the 1st of June. June 1st, 2017. And this is today's Sports Dump, all the sports you can fit into one sitting. So since it is the 1st of June, I've decided that we'll go over the standings on the 1st of each month of the sports that matter. Right now, baseball is the only sport that matters that has any standings. We'll get to the NHL and NBA playoffs in a little bit, but first we'll go into the Major League Baseball scores. Now, got a late start today, so there's already games happening. So I'm not going to tell you yesterday's scores. We'll go into what's happening today and the rest of the schedule. At 4:07 Pacific today, 7:07 Eastern, the Yankees will be playing the Blue Jays as CC Sabathia faces Marco Estrada. I'm not going to name all the pitchers. That was dumb. Right now, in the top of the eighth, the Brewers are beating the Mets 2-0. It looks like they may score some more runs. I'm not going to update you later, though. It's a short podcast. In the bottom of the fifth, the Cardinals are beating the Dodgers. The A's have lost to the Indians already today, 8-0. In Corey Kluber's return from the disabled list, that's going to be good news for the Indians and bad news for other teams who play them. In just a little bit, the Rockies and Mariners are going to be playing in Seattle. The Red Sox and Orioles are going to be playing in a game I hope is filled with injuries. I don't like either team. The Diamondbacks play the Marlins, and the Twins play the Angels to finish out the slate today. But more importantly, since it's the first of the month, let's go into the standings and see where all the teams are. We'll start in the American League, and in the East, the New York Yankees, surprisingly, are still in first place, led by all their young players and all that crap going on in New York. I know a lot of people are angry when the Yankees are good, but it's good for the sport. The Red Sox are only two games behind, and most people think they're probably going to pass the Yankees at some point this season. I hope not, as I hate the Red Sox. But that doesn't mean you can't listen if you're a Red Sox fan, because hate listeners are just as important as love listeners. The Orioles are continuing their slide. They were in first place just a week or so ago, and now they're 3.5 games back. Tampa Bay Rays are 4 games back. And the Toronto Blue Jays are 5.5 games back. But I will note, the Blue Jays, the worst team in the division, is only one game under 500, making this the best division in baseball. The Cleveland Indians have just taken the lead in the Central Division with that win today over the Minnesota Twins, who, let's face it, are not going to stick around very long in that position. The Detroit Tigers and their horrible contract of Miguel Cabrera are in third place as they continue their slide into irrelevance. The Chicago White Sox continue their rebuild with a surprise at fourth place, 4 games back. They'll probably keep sliding. And the Kansas City Royals, it wasn't long ago when they were good, but that won't be happening again for a long time. And in the West, the Houston Astros, formerly of the National League, have a huge lead. 11 games up on the Angels and 12 up on the Rangers and 13 up on the Mariners and 14.5 up on the Angels. I'm calling this division closed with the Houston Astros winning the West. I'm calling it right now. Into the National League, the Washington Nationals are again with a commanding lead. I won't call this one quite yet because their bullpen is awful, but they're 9.5 games up on the Mets. Washington's 33-19, by the way. The Braves are 10.5 games back, Miami 11.5, and Philadelphia 15.5 back from Washington. Maybe the Mets could do something, but basically this division also looks pretty finished. So we're only into June, and there's not a lot of drama. Until you get to the Central, where the Brewers are ahead, surprisingly. Only 3 games over 500 at 28-25, but they're ahead of the Cardinals by a game and a half. And then the Cubs, the disappointing Cubs, 2.5 back. What the hell's going on, Chicago? Little hangover from the championship, obviously. I guess it's to be understood, but it's time to get their asses in gear. Then the Cincinnati Reds, also surprising that they're not in last place. They're 3.5 back, and Pittsburgh 4.5 back. I could call this one for the Cubs as well if I wanted to, but being that they're in third place, I probably shouldn't do that yet. And then we go to the National League West, which could also be called one of the best divisions in baseball if it weren't for the last two teams. The Los Angeles Dodgers are 0.5 game up over the Colorado Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks. My goodness, Dodgers are 33-21, and the Rockies and Diamondbacks are 33-22. Those two teams are surprises. The Dodgers are not. And then the shitty Padres and the shitty Giants. Shitty Giants being a surprise. So the Giants, Rockies, and Diamondbacks all kind of flip-flopping in that division. It's crazy. So there's your June update on Major League Baseball. Also, as I mentioned yesterday, Albert Pujols could set a record with 600 home runs at any moment. So look out for that. We'll get back to baseball in a second with our final story, which involves the Mets mascot. But before we do that, let's just get into the rest of sports. In golf, I guess this is golf, although he hasn't golfed in a while. It's more personal. But Tiger Woods, of course, the video was released of him and his DUI pullover. And guess what? He looked fucked up. No surprise there. You take a lot of pills, that's probably what you're going to look like. So, a lesson. Just watch that video. And we could talk more about Tiger's fall, but I'm not here to repeat stuff you can hear 100 other places. I'm here to, you know, drop F-bombs accidentally and give you some insight that only I can. So, with the Tiger thing, if you're looking for to see a drunk guy get pulled over, it's online right now. That's all the golf I got. In tennis, the French Open is continuing, but it continues to be too far away from the finals for me to really mention anything important. So we'll get back to that later. But just know that it is happening right now. In hockey, speaking of stuff that nobody really knows is happening, last night was game two of the NHL finals, and you can't even find it on the front page of sports websites. The score. It's sad how bad hockey is right now. It's the finals. You've got one of the best teams and best players of all time, Sidney Crosby. And, you know, you look on the internet, you could barely find the score. I think this series is over. Talk about calling things over. It's only 2-0 with Nashville going back home, but Nashville's never been in the finals and the Penguins have a bunch of time. So I'm going to call this series a sweep, even though it's 2-0. I think that's. Oh, yes, finally. I almost forgot that they're still playing basketball. The NBA season kicks off its finale tonight with Game 1 of the NBA playoffs. The Golden State Warriors are hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. We all know LeBron, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and the rest. It's finally happening, and I can only expect that after such a long layoff, we're going to be treated to a very sloppily played crappy game one, but hopefully it'll have an interesting ending, and that will keep us all interested. I am looking forward to the series a great deal, so that's what I'll be watching tonight, and I'll give a little report on the game tomorrow. Hopefully something real fun and interesting will happen, and not an injury. I don't like those, unless it's the Red Sox. And finally, let me also mention we don't have a sponsor, but this is probably where I would mention our sponsor if we had one. Right before the end of the podcast. And it would go something like this. Our sponsor today is Your Brand Here. Your Brand Here is the finest in its division, whatever it may be. If it's clothing, food, whatever, it's the best of whatever it is. And I've tried it personally, and I can attest personally to its superiority over any other of the competing brands. So that's the kind of advertising you can get if you decide to be our sponsor. But on to our final story. And apparently the Mets have apologized because their mascot, Mr. Met, flipped off a fan at a game recently. He apologized, or she apologized, or whoever it was, is no longer going to be inhabiting the Mr. Met costume. So they lost their job for that middle finger. But I am here to offer an alternative kind of way to interpret this. I think perhaps the Mets should have embraced it. It is Mr. Met, after all, and if you've been to Queens, or more specifically to a Mets game, you know that giving the middle finger is practically a greeting. So I couldn't think of anything more appropriate for Mr. Met to do than to flip everyone off when they come by them. Like, hey, can I get a picture with you? Sure, you fucking asshole. That's the Mr. Met I want. So if any Met executives are listening to this, I ask you to reconsider and potentially increase the popularity and accuracy of your mascot, Mr. Met. But what do I know? I'm just a guy trying to do a podcast. All right, thanks for listening. Again, this was the Sports Dump. It's every Monday through Friday. Next week it'll be starting at an earlier hour where the news actually makes sense and you haven't heard it before. But this is our beta testing week, and we're part of the Sports Widow Podcast Network, which consists of this and the Sports Widow Podcast. Sports Widow Podcast, of course, is a longer podcast where we talk about these sports events of the week, myself and my wife, Molly Erdman, who, though not a sports fan, watches more sports than most sports fans because of me. So you can listen to us on iTunes. There are some other ways to find us that I'll look into and tell you next time. You can also like us on Facebook, either the Sports Widow or the Sports Dump, and likewise on Twitter. So do all those things and check in tomorrow. Have a good day. And again, next week we'll have some outro music for you. But until then, da ba da ba 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 ba. That was the show.